In the second half of our program, we'll hear Elizabeth Raum's Faust book, an epic piece for tuba and piano. Canadian composer and oboist Elizabeth Raum earned her Bachelor of Music in Oboe Performance from the Eastman School of Music and her Master of Music in Composition from the University of Regina. She now plays principal oboe in the Regina Symphony Orchestra and is an extremely prolific composer. Through her collaboration with John Griffiths, the tubist we're about to hear, Raum has emerged as one of the leading composers for the solo tuba. Actually, this piece was commissioned by Mark Jenkins, a euphonium artist with the United States Marine Band. I'll read you the CD notes. The Faust legend had its beginning with the 16th century Faust book and has since had many incarnations, the details changing with different authors. The basic story is that the scholar, Faust, is discontent with the limitations of man, and having given up on God, approaches the devil to grant him power and knowledge. He conjures up Mephistopheles, who offers to serve him for 24 years, granting him the power and knowledge he seeks. In return, Faust must sign a pact, surrendering his soul to the devil at the end of the allotted time. Since Faust doesn't believe in life after death, he agrees. The two most famous versions of this classic tale are Christopher Marlowe's The Tragical History of D. Faustus, in which Faust is horribly carried away by demons at the end of the 24 years, and Goethe's Faust, in which he is redeemed by God's grace. This second interpretation is the one used in this work. The scene opens with Faust, angry and frustrated by what he perceives as the indifference of God to his desire for knowledge. Faust is skilled in the arts of the occult, so he decides to call upon the devil instead. He intones the spell, and Mephistopheles appears, surrounded by the power of his evil, and offers Faust what he seeks in exchange for his soul 24 years hence. Faust agrees and signs the pact in blood, ending the first movement. In the second movement, Faust and Gretchen, Faust notices the beautiful and innocent Gretchen and presses Mephistopheles to contrive to win her heart for him. She falls in love, and for a while it seems that her purity will convert Faust, but he deserts her, leaving her pregnant and destitute. He further harms her by killing her brother for attempting to defend her honor. Later, he returns to find her in prison for drowning her child as her sorrow and disgrace have unbalanced her mind. Faust urges her to flee with him, but she will not leave prison, performing to face her punishment of death, and thus she is redeemed in the eyes of heaven. The movement is torn between the innocence of Gretchen and the horror of her deed. The third movement, Walpurgis, Death and Redemption, has Faust cavorting with devils and witches in the dance of depravity, but the dies irae signals his approaching death and the horrors to follow. He cries out to heaven for forgiveness and is answered by Gretchen's theme, accompanied by a chorus of angels who, while distracting Mephistopheles, spirit Faust away. Mephistopheles tries in vain to recapture him, but it's too late and Faust is redeemed. Let's hear it now with John Griffiths, tuba, and Janina Kuzmas, piano.